traveling allows me to be anonymous. I love going somewhere and no one knows my name. There's no auntie that's coming out of the woodwork with, I remember when you were X, Y, and Z, and whatever I show the world, whatever I show that new person on the train or in the new hotel or the new country, they just take me for what I am. So my name is Topaz Hooper. I am 27 years old. I'm a big traveler and I love sharing my experiences with travel, especially to people who don't travel much or kind of aren't sure like what's out there. And so I like to write about my travels as a Black traveler, but just as a traveler in general. I went to Russia in 2018 for the World Cup. And I remember meeting someone in my hotel that said, oh, okay, how are you? You know, where are you from? And I'm like, I'm from America. And he kind of looked up from his desk and was like, he kind of cleaned his glasses and he was like, excuse me, you're from Africa, right? I'm like, oh, America. And he's like, Nigeria. Like, America, South Africa, America. And he's like, America. This concierge had never seen a Black American. They had never met one. So for the first time, I was like, I'm an American, dude. And he didn't believe me. And it was so interesting because I'd never been to a place where they didn't know Black Americans existed. Like it was such a rare, I was so confusing and I loved it. I just loved that there was no preconceptions. No one knew who I was. No one expected anything of me. No one had prejudices or ideas. I was just a totally new individual person. And I think that's a kind of freedom that I was not afforded before I started traveling. Travel for me is somewhat of an escape. So I feel like I can run and go escape and jump on a plane and, you know, get out of town. And this was the first time where I was like, wow, I think I should kind of just like chill here. Like, what do I do? The biggest lesson I've learned in quarantine and through all of COVID is the value of stillness. Just really being still. Because I started to realize that I was looking at myself and I was like, there's a lot here that I did not work on. So in quarantine, I picked up a lot more painting. I don't know why. I just really wanted color. I was like really craving color and change and creation. I mean, here's how it usually goes. Poetry is when I see something in the world or I'm experiencing something and it's so painful and I just can't hold it in. I just have to write it out and just let it out. With painting, it's like deeper longing. Like it's almost like if I'm longing for something that I can't have. I often like to paint women, Black women as deities. Usually they're copper skinned with wings in some kind of cloudy blue space. And I have different variations of that, of my painting. So I'm often painting Black women or birds or winged creatures. I still have dreams of 2021. Oh, I really want to paint a utopian world after COVID. I really want to paint fresh air. I want to paint clean water. I want to paint, sort of things that I want to see happen.